Welcome, everyone, to the Meaningful Hearts podcast, where we discuss the everyday questions that make us or break us if we let them. With your hosts, Drew and Daniela, take our hands and let's walk this journey together. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Meaningful Hearts podcast. And today, Drew is flying solo as Daniela has the week off. She's super busy. So, keeping up with the theme of the solo mission, as Daniela did in a prior week, we're going to go into autonomy and what that means in my relationship, what it means for me in general. Question I want to ask myself first, I guess, is what does autonomy mean? What is that word? Autonomy was taught to me, actually, a good friend of mine, Tarun, kind of mentioned that word, and it always rings a bell to me, not in a relationship sense, but more in a professional sense. A skill set that as a salesman, as a hunter gatherer, it's very important that you're able to manage your time well under the employ of a company, but in the sense where you manage yourself in a way that you don't actually have somebody watching over you, but they that you can build the confidence in them that you are doing what you're supposed to be doing and doing it better than anyone else is doing it. So I always thought about autonomy in a position that I was in. I would always instill that I am an autonomous person. I don't need to be micromanaged. I can do what I want, get the job done, and do it well, and everybody's happy or joyous, as I would like to say. So when it comes to a relationship, we talk about autonomy in that sense and what that means to me. Well, first off, coming from previous relationships or even coming from a household where I didn't have the best example of what that looks like with my dad and my mom didn't have a sense of autonomy in that marriage. She felt always controlled, always had to be around, didn't really get to go out and see her friends or have moments of social interactions outside of our family, which it's a pretty interesting dynamic, whereas my dad would go and do what he wanted to do whenever he felt like it. And he had that ability, but it was like toxic in the sense where he was always wondering what my mom was doing, where she was going. Almost like, whoa, you know, like keeping tabs on her. And I remember growing up and not thinking too much of it because I always wanted my mom around because she's my mom. She was cool. And she gave me a sense of safety. Especially being in an abusive household with my dad, who was, you know, very scary. So as I got older and I got into relationships of my own, I had a very unhealthy understanding of what that is. Being an individual in a relationship is very, very important. And I thought that I could be who I wanted to be in my relationship, but the person that I was with, if they wanted to go do what they wanted, I would feel insulted by it. And I would make that, you know, I would influence that person to feel that way. I would kind of, you know, be upset about it and let them know. And in my last relationship, I was with somebody who didn't communicate how she felt back. So I was constantly making her feel bad for wanting to have space. And I thought, if somebody wants space from you, they don't want to be with you, or you did something wrong and then they should always want to be around you. And in reality, that's not true. So when I moved on to, you know, my relationship with Daniela, I started to reflect and understand that space is a great thing. You know, you can make a fire by adding the elements of oxygen, fuel, of some sort, and the actual wood to burn it. Now, if you put too much of any of those elements, you could suffocate the fire. But if you balance those elements out, you can get the fire to grow and grow and grow hotter and hotter and hotter. But too much, you know, too many sticks, too much on top where there's no air for it to breathe, it won't work. And if you don't have the proper fuel and you have the air and wood right, you won't combust. It's like there is a science, I guess, I'm using fire as an example, but with a relationship, too much on top of each other all the time and being everybody in each other's space all the time, not having a moment to have a thought by yourself or having a moment to yourself will cause an issue. Or too much space where you're not interacting with each other enough will also cause issues. See, there's the same elements apply. Too much of anything is no good. But the one thing that I never understood until I got into a relationship with Daniela was that to allow yourself time with each other, but also allow yourself time apart. And she understood that because she came to the relationship making sure that that was clear, that she liked to be independent. And I remember us having the conversations about it. And at first, kind of like, it was a hard pill to swallow, not in a sense of it being wrong, but in the sense for me to be like, oh, like almost like getting those feelings of, oh, you don't want to be around me, but, or like almost a little bit of a, like a jealousy thing. I don't know. Like, well, why wouldn't you want to be around me? I'm so awesome. I'm fun. We should be around each other all the time. But I had to like brush myself back and remember, I also want these things too in return, but I have to engage and allow for my partner to also engage in those things as well for it to be healthy. So she wants time apart to do things that she wants to do. And I want those things too. Together, if we work that out, we'll have a healthier relationship, and a relationship I've never had before like that. And she's never had like that before. So it was new for both of us. So as we progress in our relationship, it just naturally was an understanding, and it's been phenomenal. Now, as far as what does it look like for me and how I do that? Well, Daniela got to tell you how she does it. So I'm going to tell you how I do it. I lock myself in a room. I put on Netflix and I eat a lot of ice cream. And then I go to sleep. And I don't talk to her for the whole 8, 9, 10 hours I'm asleep. And I wake up. No, I'm kidding. That's complete and utter bullshit. That's not what I do. Just kidding. I maintain my level of autonomy by chasing my career path, reading, writing, doing art, and speaking with my friends and having great conversations. But mostly I spend my time alone working on myself, working out, developing a relationship with myself where I sit and think, listen to podcasts. And that relationship that I have with myself allows me to decompress, reflect on my life, my relationships, my beautiful relationship with Daniela, and the next steps in my life and in her life and the things that we want to do as a broad spectrum. I sit there and I get to think about these things and I get to refuel. And then we come back together and we talk about our discoveries. I think it's like hunting and gathering information. And if we do everything together, we can't discover new things separately to bring back. So we kind of separate, we go our ways. We travel to, you know, I go to work, she goes to her job, and she does what she does. And she has her interactions with her friends, and I have moments and interactions with my friends, and we come back, we tell stories, and we talk about all the information we gathered. And I guess in a sense, it's like, I look at it that way, gathering information, bettering ourselves. She plays sports. I work out in the gym, and we cover more land. We see more things. So in a lot of ways, that's the fuel for our relationship. you know, all the other elements are there. It's just the fuel is needed. And that's really what fuels our relationships, is we're never feeling pressured. I'm never feeling pressured to do either or. If I want to have a moment alone, if I need a moment alone, I can have a moment alone. I don't have to ask for it. It's kind of understood, but we always announce it. Hey, I'm need a moment to myself. I just want to kind of sit in silence. And it's easy. There's no offense. There's no issues. It's just whatever's requested. It's done obviously within reason. There are certain things that are not okay. Like, like just disappearing and not saying anything, but no, it comes with a level of respect and understanding. I know that one thing for me that was a little bit out there at first, and I'm sure she's talked about it. We've actually talked about it on the show, is she said that, you know, once in a while she'd like to, you know, if we live together, she'd like to be able to have the option to sleep alone, like in a separate room. And I was just like, that was like way too far for me. I remember when we talked about that, I was a little offended. I was like, we live together. We can go our separate ways throughout the day. You know, we come home late from work, or we have activities we're doing, whatever. You want to study, do whatever in another room. But at the end of the night, at the end of the day, we come home into the same, we share the same bed. That's a partnership. It's a sacred place. And I was so like bummed out about it. And I was like, damn, is that going to be a make or break? Is that something that's going to affect us long term? Because I can't come to terms with it. And then over time, I guess I got over myself. I mean, I love the idea of it, spending, you know, every night together and in the same bed. But as time went on, I started to think a little more, abstractly about things. And I was like, you know, it came to my realizations, like there are times where, listen, we don't live together. I sleep alone a lot. And there are times where I'm like, damn, I love sleeping alone. I love having that piece of the room. I like having my own space sometimes and just kind of like sitting in it. It comes from a place of comfort. It comes from a place of like creation. I'm most creative when I'm in my own space, my own studio. Like this is my lab where I do the things that I want to do. I own this. This is my real estate. And I think it's important that everybody has their own. So with that in mind, as of recently, we mentioned it, I had this idea. I was like, what if we bought a property? Like we own a nice size house, but we have the left side is hers and the right side is mine. And then there's like this bridge where we can come into a main area where it's ours together. And we share that, and we can come and go as we please in this space that we've created for each other. And there are philosophies in the ways that I like certain things in my living space, and there are philosophies for the way she likes things in hers. I'm not as neat as her. She's very neat. She's very like intentional about like cleanliness on like, not like I'm not a dirty person, but like she likes things a certain way and they always have to be the same way each time. They have to be folded the same way each time. And I'm just not too concerned with that. It's a philosophy. So it's a little out there. A lot of people would probably say that's way more than unconventional. This might be a little weird. And I mean, I personally don't care, but I like the idea. I'm excited about the idea. And it's something that took time. I guess I had to get over myself a little bit and just expand my mind. So with doing so, I mean, that's what autonomy looks like to me. I have my ability to be myself, my own individual in my relationship. I can speak freely. I could speak to my partner, disclose the things that I'm feeling, have a space to do those things, have a space to grow, and have whatever time I need to do the things that I want to do and come back and report on those things. And I think that's ultimately how amazing our relationship is. And that's what makes our relationship super special, is because there's no obligation, like a set obligation to, oh, you need to spend this much time with me. But in doing so, we have so much time together because of it. We want to spend all of our time together pretty much. I mean, there are things we do separate, but it's like it's effortless. And it's because we didn't put those restrictions. We didn't put that pressure on us, on each other to conform to that. And I think that is the essence and the beauty of autonomy. I'll leave you there with that. I love you guys. Thank you for listening.